I'm going to take you to Manchester, Moss Side, back to 1997. And the title of my story deserves just a very short introduction. A network of gangs has carved up the city. It controls the casinos, the clubs, the security networks. They make their money by armed robbery, international arms dealing, the drugs trade. They make their own rules and their own laws. They're organised, structured, unimpeachable. The Greater Manchester Police are trying hard, but Operation China, that saw the top tier of gang leaders incarcerated for 109 years, hasn't even dented their grip. Like well-timed pruning, it simply encouraged the new growth. Into the vacuum, the new blood surged forward, stronger and more deadly than before. In a stunning display of criminal enterprise by the New Order, Manchester becomes the nightclub and heroin capital of the UK. It took, and still takes, about 10 minutes to buy a serious gun, so everyone's got one. In 1 month, in a 2-square-mile radius of Moss Side, there are 13 gun-related murders. Young men and women live and die by their postcode. The national press dub it Gunchester. Along, and this is about the title of the story, along the Moss Side Hume border runs a dual carriageway. If you travel west along the carriageway, past the infamous Alexandra Park estate, home to the Gooch Close Gang, you'll pass beneath a grey concrete structure that is the pedestrian flyover, 200 yards of no man's land. If you look up as you approach, you will see painted high across the grim concrete one gang poet's song to the city. In 6 foot high white letters, it said, "We go around in the night and are consumed by fire." This background is true. The story is a story. Meet Donna. Hey, look, I'm not going to fool you, because like the man says, ain't nothing shabbier than those farewell fucks. And I still feel pretty bad about it, if I'm honest. Louise still sobbing on the come down, and me, I'm already half out the door. I hit the street, and just as I'm breathing back out, slow and careful, Mina legs it up from the next door alley, grinds her tail to a halt. "Hey, Donna, how's it going?" she says. I keep on walking and try for polite. "Hey, Mina, what's going on, girl?" I says. All the time I'm going, past the bricked-up Fiesta, dodging the broken glass, but she just follows me, hanging on to my arm. Not that I mind, maybe I even think she's cute, looking up at me like that with those big storm eyes. But she goes with Carla on and off, and that's way more woman problems than I need right now. I'm trying not to look over my shoulder, just in case Louise is watching. But already I'm feeling pretty good, like something brand new is about to happen. The cold, fresh air hits my lungs like menthol poppers. She smiles, and I like the way her top teeth show, all even and white. I grab her hand. "Come on," I says, "let's get out of here." Okay, it's not clever, but now we're in the yard behind Fozzie's, all dustbins and ice blue neon exit over the fire door. And I got her pushed up against the wall, biting her lip like I can't get enough of her smooth, sweet skin. Then I'm just thinking how I should stop now before it all gets way too messy. When she pushes my hand up between those creamy, soft thighs, my gut falls out through my knees and I'm gone. Not long after the come down, she lights me a cigarette, leans on the wall, buttons still all undone, my arms still numb from holding her up, the salt of her still in my mouth. "Don't tell Carla," she says. "As if," I says. "What are we going to do now?" she says. And it's not like I owe her an explanation or anything, but I've got to punch this day back into shape somehow. So I look at the ground, stay away from the eyes. "Nothing," I says. Then I look up, and she's looking straight back, and the storm's all backed up right there on the horizon, heading right for me. "Hey, don't worry, baby girl, because this ain't going to happen again," I says. Then as soon as I say it, I know it's a lie. "Yeah, right," she says, and she gives me those teeth. It's only later when I'm chilling with Carla in Fozzie's, knocking back the gold label and eating fried chicken, laughing, watching Marta working it up with some chick from the Gooch. When Carla, she looks at me, goes, "So?" And I know she means, "Hey, come on, tell me what happened. I'm just hoping she means with Louise. It's over, I says, mouthful of dumpling. Jeez, goes Carla, I bet she took that bad. I shrug, but then I'm thinking about Mina, how slick she was and how she shuddered so long and how I put my hand over her mouth to stop her crying out. I don't want to talk about it, I says. Next thing, Carla slaps my shoulder and I follow her eyes to where Fat Boy and Dex are just filling the door. I check out my blade and Carla's the same. What the fuck? I goes, but she ain't even listening. What's the score, motherfucker? She goes under her breath. And like, it's not a question, because she never takes her eyes off the door. Well, that's when Fat Boy strides over, hands in his jacket, looking like someone just fucked his old lady in the tail. I look sideways at Carla. Oh, tell me you didn't, I says. So now there's not much time for conversation, and I'm just trying to figure out what's with the jacket, when Fat Boy leans down with one scrawny hand, grabs Carla by the tee. I'm up fast and reach for my blade. Carla pushes back and her chair goes over. Son and Lise come out of nowhere. Then it's the four of us facing him down. Then Deej jumps the bar going, hey, hey, come on now, ladies, just take it outside. Fat Boy throws him this look and it's just enough for me to grab his hand and twist it up behind him, slickety dick. Then I got one arm over his shoulder, blade pushed right in under his eye, and I'm in at his ear. Someone's a long way from home, I says. Now, usually, if something kicks off, it's like girl on girl. Or at other times, we might just let the boys do their thing. But if it's girl on girl, then me and Carla both got stripes. So we pretty much get to say what goes. On top of that, we've got five border patrols. Like there's the Gooch and the Young Gooch, which counts as one border-wise. The Dodds, which is us and our boys. Then there's the Longsight, Cheetahmill and Salford. Anyways, apart from us and the Gooch, who stick together since White Tony and Mikey went down, we don't mess with each other. That's the rules, and mostly they work out fine. So two cheaters walking smack into a Dodds bar without permission is bang out of order. I'm telling you, that happens and it's pretty much fair game to us and no reprisals, even if someone did top your old lady behind your back, and by now I'm wondering just what the fuck Carla was thinking. Anyways, Foz is his defo our patch, so Fat Boy must have known what he was getting into when he came looking for Carla. I think about nicking his face right under the eye, just so he's got a reminder. I sneak a look back, but the door's just a wide hole now, right into the night, and that fool boy Dex ain't nowhere to be seen. Who gave you the pass? I says, blade still tied to his eye. Then I know by the silence, just by the fact he says nothing. Nada. Zilcho. He's got no pass, and now he knows that I know. So by now, I'm smiling. Hey girls, it's playtime, I says. After a while, we drop him off way out on the East Lanks, him still screeching like a girl, with his hands backed up to his feet, and Carla's red boxers shoved down his throat, wrapped around with her belt for a gag. Son's just howling at least, like, oh, girl, did you see him when you pissed in his face? And now everyone's laughing fit to shit, because a few pokes with a blade got nothing on sheer out-and-out humiliation. Anyways, not where a cheetah's concerned. And Carla's got this look like she's flying. I hope he fucking chokes on him, she says. Then we're all off again, laughing so hard, the van hits the pavement, drags the bollard right along the wet tarmac, throwing out sparks. Till Carla puts her foot down, drives up and over some old boy garden, scrapes it off good. We're still laughing when Carla pulls up sharp on the edge of the estate. Then we're staring down the border and set for the engine. It's like someone just turned the amp off. Carla chews her lip like she does when she's thinking. And now Lisa and Son and me are just looking at her. Then I'm on it, just shaking my head. Oh, no way, I says. I'm going in to get her, she says. And it's not loud, like when she wants me to talk her out of it. Just dead quiet, like when she means you say what you want, but I am. Are you mad, bitch? Goes Son. And fair enough, it's only got to be what we're all thinking. You want to lose those stripes for some sugar, baby girl? That's going to be hard candy, girlfriend. I kid you not, she says. Now we're all smiling. I swear it. Ever since she got Sky Plus, she's been talking like that. Hey, anyone don't want to come can get out now, says Carla. Did I say that, goes Son? I'm just saying is all. Whoa, now, we got to talk about this, I says. I lean across Carla and turn off the engine, and everything goes dead quiet. Just the sound of the rain and nothing moving. Me, I'm seeing it all stretched out in front of me and trying to work out who to call, trying to figure out what's going to happen if Carla struts in there and takes the cheetah's old lady. And what if it kicks off like a full-on war, and who's going to side with who if it does, and like, who's going to win? And whoever wins, who's going to get wasted? Because although it ought to amount to the same thing, it never does. Then I'm thinking maybe me and Carla are going to get wasted anyway, because it's not just girl on girl, so it was never our call. And the way I've seen it, people get wasted for less. So then it's like, and what if our boys go, oh, sorry, girls, like, you're on your own with this one. We can't be backing you up on this. Because maybe they're thinking then there'd be no end to it. Like maybe some cheetah or long sight chick could just shimmy up and smooth their old lady right out from under them skinny boy arse. And maybe they're right. What are you smiling at, goes Lise. No, nothing, I says. What we got in the back? Hold on, goes Lise. Then she's up and over and pulls up the floor. The Mac, the revolver, three bats and the tire arm, she says. I'm shaking my head. The Uzi, I says, look under the seat. And I'm not being picky for nothing, because I swear, not one of this lot can hit shit on a barn door with that Mac 10, and one day the kickback's going to take us all out. Then Son leans down and she's scrabbling under the seat, pulls out the nail gun and grins. And you got to hand it to her. She loves that fucking nail gun, even though no one else with a gram of sense would touch it. God love her. Chain of evidence means nothing to that girl. Yo, Uzi, shouts Lise from the back. Right, I says, wedging my feet on the dash. Listen up now, because this is a score. Girl on girl, dodge to cheetah, we got no problems. But Carla's not just dipping her swizzle in some other chick's sherbet, so we got no real argument, girl on girl. Well, except we're on their patch. But that's no sweat if we're in and out quick time, I says. Real problem is, we got no pass. We go straight in now and it's going to piss them cheaters off big time, I says. And then they're going to come mob-handed, thinking we must have cleared it, which we haven't. So then we got cheaters all over us and our boys are well pissed, but they got no option except to get involved. I wait a bit just to make sure they get it. Then we got us a war, I says. Ain't we supposed to ask before we kicks off a war, goes Lise. Well, I'm telling you, I love Lise like a sister. And in a showdown, there ain't no one I'd rather stand with. But for someone with all them GCSEs, she just ain't too bright. Yeah, you could say that, Lise, I says. And now I'm watching Son polishing the nail gun with a hem of her tea. And even though she's looking down, I just know she's grinning. I look over at Carla for some help. Well, I'm hoping for some kind of back down, if I'm honest. But she's looking straight down the road into the estate, like she's expecting the three wise men to rock up, do some tricks with a camel. I can't say I like this way this thing is going. So I got one more thing I can try. It's a low punch, but it beats a good kicking, which is defo what we're all heading for if things don't slow down. You sure about this chick, Carla, I says, because this could be a shitload of trouble. And what about Mina, I says. Oh, and right off, I wish I hadn't, because maybe I'm imagining things, but she gives me this look. What about her, she says. So that's it then, game on, because whatever goes down, I've run with Carla for more years than I've been without her. And one way or another, she's my sister, my blood. And maybe if we get out of this even half alive, I won't ever have to think about what happened with Mina. Because Carla must want this new chick pretty bad, so she's not going to care about what Mina gets up to, I guess. Then Carla leans forward, and with the streetlight on her face and her mouth pressed together like that, she got the face to make her heart turn. Then she looks right up at me, says, girl, you coming or not? Hey, guapa, you got it, I says. Then she starts up the van and turns off the lights, and we're moving slow across the border and down the estate. And it's all dead quiet now, except for the click-click of Son loading up the nails and the thumper, thumper, thumper of our hearts.